Greetings from Holy Trinity, Westfield. The month of February, as we all know, is a month we emphasize love. On February the 14th, Valentine's Day. This evening I have a very special couple that I met some weeks ago at a wonderful Christmas celebration. I have with us Caitlin and Charles. And Charles and Caitlin met. And where they met, and how they met, really, in so many ways, took my breath away. And I've reflected upon how people meet one another in different places, get to know and love one another. This evening, Caitlin and Charles, we're very happy to have you. And tell us about where and how this all happened.
So we met at a sleepaway camp for children with cancer. We're both volunteer counselors there, called Camp Happy Times. Charles started a year before me, and then I started a year after, and we've pretty much been doing it for 4 years now. It's a camp that allows children who have cancer or had cancer in the past, to just completely come away from their outside lives and enables them to be children. A huge thing with children who have cancer is that a lot of their childhood is taken away. They spend so much time in the hospital with treatment, seeing doctors, that this camp tries to give them a little piece of their childhood back, which is great. And it's a week sleep away. It's totally free for them. So we're all volunteers. Everything we bring in is volunteer. The food, sleeping arrangements, all the activities are completely free for them. And it's just a week that we get to spend with them and give our time to give them the childhood that they partially missed out on. So,
yeah, it's been a really powerful experience. I mean, the way I first got introduced to Camp Happy Times was a good buddy of mine grew up with childhood leukemia, and when he was in treatment, he was able to go to camp. And then once he has, gotten over his cancer, when he was old enough to be a counselor, he right away did that. And then, since I've been close with him and good friends, the moment I was old enough to do it, I wanted to do it.
Yeah, so it made an impression upon him. What are some of the activities? So you're doing all boating and archery.
All camp activities. Because these kids can do everything. Like, just because they have cancer or had cancer, that does not disable them.
Yeah, they're totally functional. They're regular kids.
And
what's the age group? What is
so 5 to 20. So the 5-year-olds are so tiny, they're adorable, and then all the way up to 20-year-olds. And then once they turn 20, they can become like an LIP, a leader, or an LIT, a leader in training. And they have a year where they get trained to be a counselor, but they also get a year where they get to help some transition into adulthood. So since they sometimes struggle if they had like cancer as a teenager, they may have missed out on certain developmental aspects to help them transform and become into like the adult aspect of life. So they have a whole program, and there's special counselors that help them transition into whether they want to apply for college, whether they want to start looking for jobs, and it helps them in that like middle aspect of their life transition over, as well as trains them to be counselors in the future if they want to be counselors.
It's a holistic camp.
Yeah, it's a little bit like they get to learn about the people that they want to grow up into being.
How about how many children in a 1 week period of time would you be hosting?
So I think last year we had like 150. More, I think there was 150 kids last year.
I think the most has been maybe like 280, I think was the most.
280.
It's a really big number of kids.
It is, and it increases every year. There's definitely more kids that get involved every year. And I think the biggest thing is that once a kid comes once, no matter how nervous they are, if they're crying the first day because they're homesick and they're nervous, by the end of the week they're crying because they don't want to leave, and they always come back. Every kid from the day they come has
they
been
come
there
back
every year since.
Where's it located?
It's in Pennsylvania. The actual camp itself is called Tyler Hill Camp, and they donate their campgrounds to us for the week.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
And they do tons of activities from archery to basketball to boating to tubing. We have a rock climbing wall. Mm-hmm. There's obstacle courses, tennis courts. Mm-hmm. There's two lakes, so they get to swim in the lakes. Pretty much every camp
activity. So it's fun times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's nonstop fun for a whole week.
For everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. Yeah.
Everyone. It's a great week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Now, in light of that, having met at such a special camp, what would you say to your peers about, you know, meeting someone? Not a bad thing to consider going outside the conventional places to meet another person, whether that be at a bar or at, say, some type of a party. This is non-conventional. What would you advise your peers about meeting people?
Well, I would say, you know, you want to try and connect with someone who has the same interests as you do. So it's not necessarily having to go outside the mold and try something that you wouldn't consider trying, but look at, you know, thing like if you identify with, you know, who you are and your interests and your desires and kind of some of your goals, you know, it would be, you should look at people who also do that thing. So, you know, maybe look at people who you might not consider at one time, you know.
Yeah.
Wisely said, yes.
And I also think, like, a lot of it, too, is, like, people are, like, so, like, trying so hard to, like, find someone. So they'll go out and be like, I need to find my person tonight. Like, they're on the lookout. And I think the biggest thing that, like, threw me off is, like, I found him, like, without even looking. Like, he was just placed into my life at, like, the right time. And it wasn't that, like, I didn't go to camp to meet someone and he didn't go to camp to meet someone. But it just happened that we both ended up doing something we love and something that means something to us. And in the end, we ended up meeting each other and happened to be put in each other's lives at the right time, which I think that's like a huge thing is like, you can't force anything. And the person that you're meant to be with will come into your life at a certain time. You can't rush it. Mm-hmm. You just have to be open.
You gotta be
open. All
right.
Times, all moments, just be open.
Just be open.
Be accepting of people and...
Yes, be accepting of people. This is a word to the wise. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's tough in this day and age because everything is all digital. And, we're so separated from one another. You know, people are meeting each other through dating apps.
Yes.
And it's very physical based, which, you know, has some merit in the world. But, you know, if you... That's just one aspect of someone is their appearance.
Yes.
But you also don't really get to connect with them in a very personal way. So if you look at people who, you know, share your values, share, you know, your interests and what's really important to you, then the right person will come along.
Yes. Spirit is moving people into one another's lives. The spirit. Tell me now how this has impacted your faith journey.
I think for me is that I feel like I can't, like, I almost, like, it's unreal that, like, I got to, like, when I tell people that I met Charles at, like, a volunteer camp for, like, kids with cancer, they're like, that just sounds, like, too good to be true, like, that sounds like a book, like, that's not real. And I was like, it's honestly, it means so much to me because I think, like, it was God putting someone in my life, like, when I needed him, where I needed him. And for me, like, I just have always loved, like, working and volunteering for anything with oncology. So, like, for me to meet someone there, means a lot to me. And I truly believe that it was God putting him there at the right place at the right time, so that I could meet him and that we could grow in our relationship and our faith. And he's made me a better person. And I think I've helped make him a better person. And,
yes,
you know,
yes, that's how it works. So faith and love go together, growth go together.
For sure.
Absolutely. Well, and I share that same sentiment. You know, it's done a whole lot for my faith. You know, God placing, you know, this person who, you know, is so kind and loving and caring. Like, you want to be with that kind of person. So it's just, you know, knowing that, you know, eventually God would put me in the right path, you know, to meeting someone like this.
Yes, beautifully said. Yes, God is active in our lives. God works in and through persons, through events, through experiences. This is what we need to really experience the fullness of God's presence. And you have so beautifully done that. Well, Caitlin and Charles, I thank you very much for this evening. And our hope is that as we continue to interview wonderful young couples who have wonderful experiences of life and see the presence of God in their lives, that this will bring to listeners and to those seeing this video peace of mind and heart. And on behalf of Caitlin and Charles and myself, we wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day, and may love, God's love, all love, be yours. Thank you.